soybean rust causing some concerns. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The plant disease Asian soybean rust has been confirmed in several areas of Tennessee, but...
All in all, we're in good shape. I don't think we're going to lose any yield whatsoever. But most farmers are going to be, if they walk out in their fields and start looking, they probably could find some rust.
Dr. Melvin Newman, a soybean plant pathologist with the University of Tennessee, says soybean rust was first confirmed in West Tennessee during the first few days of September, and now it's been documented in at least 16 counties, 5 in Middle Tennessee and 11 in West Tennessee.
It's the earliest and widest spread, and the most rust that you can find. I just walked out into some plot work I have here at the Jackson Station, and I couldn't find a leaf that didn't have it. So, I mean, and you can see it with your naked eye, that's how much there is. So it's no longer having to have a hand lens or a microscope to see it if you know what you're looking for.
Well, farmers in Tennessee are preparing for harvest of what is expected to be the highest soybean production in 30 years. There's an estimated 1.5 million acres up for harvest, but thankfully, Newman says yields shouldn't be affected hardly any from the rust disease, but it seems it's adapting and growing more every year.
We've learned a lot in the past 5 years from other states and our state too, and we've got a better handle on how to control this situation, and so I feel good about it. We've got a great network of pathologists all across the country, and especially across the South, that are doing a fantastic job. And I think we can control this thing if we see it coming. We can start spraying for it, and I think we're going to be all right.
Well, soybean production is forecast to be the highest in Tennessee since 1979. Last year, they were valued at over $373 million. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.